Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And today begins the first full week of Lent. I want to say here at the beginning of the program, if you go to our website, renewalministries.net, and when you get onto the website, then click on Bookstore. I want to recommend to you a CD that I did some time ago that I think could be very helpful to you. The CD is called Be Strong in the Lord. Be Strong in the Lord. And it's a CD that I did some years ago, but I'm bringing it up again because it teaches on Ephesians 6. That is about how to put on the armor of God in order to wage war against Satan, who, as we've just read in this past week, all the ways that he tries to tempt, to entice, to pull you away. And you don't want to get focused on him. You want to be focused on Christ. But at the same time, you need to have the armor. That's what Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians. It's chapter 6, the very last chapter, beginning with verse 25, where he talks about putting on the armor of God that you may fight the enemy and succeed. And I would love that you would, all of you who listen to this program, would be able to listen to that CD, because I think it could be very helpful to you during Lent. You don't have to learn to put on every part of the armor, though eventually you do. But start out with one piece of armor and get it straight, get it clear. So in the meantime, take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. Read the verses there, but then order the CD and look at the way in which it can be developed. And then we'll talk a little more about how to apply that to your own personal life. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. The first is taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 to 2, and then 11 to 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole assembly of the children of Israel and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" You say, "Well, how can I be holy? I can't be like God." The more we fight the enemy, the more we choose the good, the more his spirit can dwell in us, and the more we become like God. We become holy. "For I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not steal. You shall not lie or speak falsely to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, thus profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud or rob your neighbor. You shall not withhold overnight the wages of your day laborer. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. You shall fear your God." Fear means deep respect, profound respect. Doesn't mean trembling. It means a profound respect that puts what God wants first. "I am the Lord. You shall not act dishonestly in rendering judgment. Show neither partiality to the weak, nor deference to the mighty, but judge your fellow men justly. You shall not go about spreading slander among your kin, nor shall you stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake. I am the Lord." Notice that. I am the Lord, not you. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I'm your gracious Father. I'm your Savior. I'm your Redeemer. I'm your place of refuge. I'm your place of safety. I'm your place of hope and of healing. I am the Lord. "You shall not bear hatred for your brother in your heart, though you may have to reprove him. Do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge. Cherish no grudge against your fellow countrymen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself," as you want to be loved. "You shall love your neighbor. I am the Lord." This is God himself speaking. Brothers and sisters, pay heed. Don't say, oh, that's an interesting concept. Have to think about that sometime. That's quite an idea. I don't know if I agree with that or not. Have to think about that someday. We do that a lot with God and God's word. No, I don't understand that. I can't understand the scripture. Have you ever asked God to open your mind and your heart? Have you prayed before reading scripture? Ask God to feed you, nourish you. He will. Start with the Gospels. Start with the Psalms. Begin there. Read His word daily. You shall come to know Him, love Him. You really will, brothers and sisters. That's the truth of what God wants to do. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. And as long as we're mentioning the Gospel of Matthew here, let me also say, if you have not read my book, Deeper Conversion, I really encourage you to do it. It's Meditations on the Gospel of Matthew. And this is the Lenten season, so sometimes we have Matthew and sometimes we have other Gospels for the readings, especially on Sunday or the weekdays at Mass. But what I want you to do is to ponder the Gospel of Matthew on the Sundays when the Gospel of Matthew is used. Use the book. When you have a Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, and it's the main Gospel in this year, 2017, it's the main Gospel. It's taken from Matthew, except for the holy seasons, like right now when we're doing something different. But the Sundays in ordinary time will have the Gospel of Matthew in 2017. I've got 35 or 36 meditations. There's 35 or 36 Sundays that use the Gospel of Matthew this year. If you don't have that book, get that book. You'll learn more how to understand scripture just by meditating on it, because I write the meditations to help you. Take a look at it. God has food for you. God has drink for you. Please be blessed. God's blessings are unsurpassable because they bring you into actual union with God Himself. They lead you closer and closer to Him. Jesus says to His disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit upon His glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before Him. And He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. And then the king will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.' Now look, listen to this. 'For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink.'" Don't use dropping a few coins in the red kettle for the Salvation Army at certain periods of the year. Don't say, "I've done my part." Look for the poor right around you. There are many ways of being poor. Look for the ones right around you and ask God if He wants to use you. "I was thirsty and you gave me drink, a stranger you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me." And then the righteous will answer Him and say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?" And here it is. "And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.'" Do you in your parish really look for the stranger who comes into Mass? Or are you so self-concerned or so concerned just about your friends and your family that you don't look around you at all? pay attention. Ask God, is there a stranger here that you want me to speak to? Or any other gathering that you have or are part of? Because what you do for that person, you do for him. Does your parish have a jail ministry, prison ministry? Have you considered that? Take a look at that. There are many, many good ways of serving the poor and the needy in your own area. For heaven's sakes, don't end up standing before God and God said, why didn't you do this or this or this? And you say, gee, I didn't even know they were there. Well, I'm telling you, pay attention. And then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Take a look at this area during Lent. It might be somebody right in your own neighborhood. It might be somebody that you run into regularly at the grocery store or the gas station. Don't ignore. If they don't want to be served, fine. You've reached out. Don't take no for, oh, well, I'm not doing that again. Some people are too embarrassed and ashamed. And oh, brothers and sisters, what we could be doing more as individuals, as families, as parishes, to serve those in need. Perhaps it's time to begin that process for you during this Lenten season. Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. Jesus has identified, brothers and sisters, with the poor, with the needy, who many times we don't want to get too close to, the really poor and the really needy. We don't want to get too close to. But that's where Christ is. How much Mother Teresa taught us that. She poured out her whole life. And you can say, yeah, but she was a saint. Well, how do you think she became a saint? By responding to what God asked of her. What about us? What about us? The Lord offers us an invitation always, daily, but especially during the Lenten season. Is there somewhere, someone, some group that you should reach out to? That you should take on even a quiet, simple ministry on your own? Perhaps it's gathering a group of people to do something. Perhaps speaking to your pastor in your parish to say there's a tremendous need in this situation or that. Could we do something? Become known as the people who love, the people who serve, the people who are kind, the people who are merciful. That's how we should become identified, brothers and sisters. May God lead us. God bless you. All of us at one time or another in our lives have to endure suffering. How do we suffer as a disciple of Christ? For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.